It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickie's in South Philly. If you want to find us, just look for the big Ring the Bell book on the table.
Can't miss it. You guys signed some copies?
Yeah, we
last
did.
Last break?
We did. They came down from Scranton to get a book.
Books flying off the shelves.
Oh, yeah. Or off the table.
The book of the summer.
Yeah. Finally,
and they're more available.
Finally got my copy.
More available for purchase here.
Yeah, for purchase.
Yeah.
Even if you're even if you host a show with them, but if you happen to play in the major leagues 20 years ago,
right,
Ben Davis, then you don't have to pay for a book.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or you're Scott Fransky.
Or you're Scott Fransky. I'm okay with the Fransky.
LA didn't pay for his either.
No, I gotta get it to LA. Yeah. I haven't seen
but he
LA.
Ain't paying for it.
No, no shot. Yeah. He was. I interviewed LA for it, so that's part of it.
I need to know who else didn't pay for the book.
Exactly.
If you. By the way, we'll get to the Mount Rushmore thing in a second. If you're listening to this and you did not pay, you have a Ring the Bell book and you have not paid for the book, I want to hear from you because I want to start building a list.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was a mantra of no free books.
What about Lakin?
He said he's going to buy one, but I'm not giving one to
him. Okay, all right, fair enough. And he hasn't bought one?
No. The camera bought one.
Okay. I paid for mine, right?
You paid for yours. Yeah. Seltzer paid for his.
Okay.
Of course we all did.
Yeah.
Because there was a motto. But maybe Morgenstein paid for his.
Nobody at the station got theirs for free.
More, you made Morgenstein pay?
I know. I felt bad about
that. Oh, man.
Hey, that's cold-blooded.
He's still working.
No, yeah, I know. And he makes about $6 an hour.
Yeah, guy's grinding away.
His whole shift is basically to pay for Ring the Bell.
Yeah, I'm going to give him $30.
$32.99.
Now I feel bad.
Well, a guy tried to offer me $30 in cash yesterday. I said, mm-mm.
$32.99.
So you phony up that $3.
Yeah. All right. So Mount Rushmore week is next week.
I'm just kidding.
Mount Rushmore is every hour of every day.
Are we doing High Hopes or are we doing Mount Rushmore?
No, I said Mount Rushmore quick before High Hopes. Because I wanted to do – do you want Elliot to be here for High Hopes?
No, I can say that's a good call. Okay. That's a good call.
So you can submit your Mount Rushmores, 94WIP.com/Rushmore. Here are the questions, and I want everybody to answer the question. Just a prediction. Now remember, the Mount Rushmore list will be 50% listener, 50% staff. First question. Start with Ike, then go to Elliot, then go to Jack. Will Bryce Harper be on the Phillies Mount Rushmore?
Whew. That's a tough one.
He was last year.
Yeah. Yeah, he will for me. On mine.
No, I'm talking final list.
Oh, you're talking about final list.
Prediction, final list.
Oh, man, that's still a tough one, man. You know what? I'm going to say yeah.
Okay, Elliot, your prediction?
I don't think so. I don't think he should be on. I mean, he was on
last
year.
That's not what I'm asking.
No, I know. I do not think he will be on.
He wanted to make sure he got that out there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't see the argument.
Okay.
So the argument would be...
Oh, no, here we go.
Well, the argument would be that he's the face of the third best run in franchise history.
Yes.
Right, so you take away the three faces of the best run in franchise history and then Mike Schmidt, who everyone has to have on theirs?
Well, in Ring the Bell book, if you get we've been in Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh, you did?
Yeah.
So I went Schmidt, Carlton, Howard, Harper. I don't.
You didn't have Utley or Rollins on?
No, because I thought. So I think.
They actually won the title.
I think Utley's the best overall player.
He said Howard.
Yeah, but you
didn't have the other two, I'm saying.
Yeah, so. Yeah, no. But I think Howard was like the. Again, they call him the big piece.
The big piece.
So I think that he kind of brought it all together. I do not think Harper will be on it.
Okay.
But he would be on mine.
Okay, next question.
You think Harper won't be on the fan voting?
Well, it's fan and staff.
Again, I have no idea.
Where did he finish on the top 10? I can't remember. Like the recent top 10.
Four.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, he was well. High.
Okay,
he
all
was
right.
High.
Maybe not.
Okay, next question. Will Joel Embiid be on the Sixers Mount Rushmore? He was last year.
Ooh, that's another one.
Because it's worse this year.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. He was so popular a year ago, too.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And remember, it's last 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, last 50 years?
Yes.
Oh, we can.
Well, no.
Oh,
y'all kick Wilt off the top.
It's about time, dude. First of all, it gets difficult.
Because
Wilt is off the yes.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're
making it, yes.
Okay. Well, Moses is in.
I mean, even.
That's what I'm saying. I kept Moses in.
What would a Sixers Mount Rushmore look like without Joel if you included the whole franchise?
Oh, Wilt, Moses, Dr. J, and A.
Iverson, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Barkley.
Elliott.
I know, but even Barkley doesn't surpass
Joel,
those four.
Well, Barkley's a son. But I think he's clearly a son. Not to do this whole Reggie White thing yet, but he is obviously a son.
You can't just do this thing.
I'm not, but it's true. Like we can't.
I know, but we're just trying to.
Is he a son?
Yeah.
What was he, a son Blake for just three seasons?
Yeah, he wasn't there for 4 years.
He's both. I think he's
both. One is MVP in Phoenix.
I think the fact we say both means he's really a son. We're just trying.
No, I truly believe he's both.
Okay.
I truly
believe he's both. The man actually professes to be a sixer.
I think Charles would even say
he's a sixer.
That's fine. Yeah. I just think what the general public views him as. But okay. Regardless, right. I think Joel will be on it. I mean, he so clearly should be that I think even the hit of last year, he's on it.
Yes, I think he's on it.
Okay, final question. Will Jalen Hurts be on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore?
Another good one. You already killed off Chuck Bednarik and all those guys.
Yeah.
Spike personally.
Yeah.
So if I'm going Dalk, Reggie, Favre, Kelsey.
Here goes Ike's Mount Rushmore.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm trying to see who do I take off. I can't have.
It's going to be a big mountain. It's going to have eight heads on it.
This guy's got Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say. I think he makes it. Ultimately, because I think ultimately he's on the Mount Rushmore.
So you think he makes it?
I think he's here. He's going to be here long enough that's all he really need is time.
Yeah.
Like the resume is already there.
Yeah. My point always is I'm not putting anybody off there who I think can play their way off of there.
Right.
And that's why I wouldn't consider Jalen.
You know, you think Jalen could play his way off of there?
Well, here's my – I'm not saying this will happen.
Right.
But there is a world in which – the next 2 or 3 years don't go the way, and he's not happy, and he asked for a trade, and like,
or he would have to be the reason why things aren't going well.
Yes, or
meaning his play,
or he's so unhappy. Yes, like it could sour, and I'm not saying it will. What I'm saying is that if I'm etching the guy's name in stone, I don't want to have to take his name off because of what he did. So even Embiid, even if his career is over, you can make his argument. Which it might be.
Yeah, because some people would say his career is over.
Yeah, like his career can't get any worse.
Right.
Right? Like, it can't. So,
it is what it is. Yeah.
So, I mean, to your point, it could get to a point with Jalen, and it won't, where it's, like, ugly. And then you don't, like.
Yes, that's my point.
Like, Carson in 2017, I would have never thought it ended the way it did.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. Do you think he will be on
it? I think he will be on it.
And Jack?
I don't think he will be. And plus, if you've heard about his training camp so far. There is some cause for concern.
Yeah, his shine is, you know, dimmer, down a little.
I think people are starting to forget about the Super Bowl.
He would have to play here the next 5 years and not make the playoffs the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And it still would be a hard argument to keep him off.
Yeah, my point is the ugliness. If it ended ugly,
you have to have a quarterback, and he's number one right now. So I agree it could change.
Well, McNabb is still the all-time best quarterback right now.
Try to tell him.
But he's losing his grip on it.
I've been with you on that for years.
He's losing his grip on it. Even I got to admit that.
Winning the Super Bowl.
Well, wait a minute. Why is – okay. I agree with you, but
– only longevity.
Okay, because I would say
– and he did it with lesser talent.
You know what? I'm just going to pocket this and do it with another – doing
okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to put this away for another
McNabb's
time.
McNabb's already off.
No. My point is when I'm talking about top quarterbacks in the league and I have guys that haven't won – over a certain guy, it's the fact that he won he's so high. Like, I guess my point is, my point is, if Donovan can be on the Mount Rushmore instead of Jalen, then why can't any number of quarterbacks who haven't won the Super Bowl be over Jalen in the top 10 list?
Yeah, I think the difference is we're talking an entire career, but I get your point.
I get your point.
Okay. Do you agree with him being an 86 in Madden?
So I actually do think
ninth ranked quarterback, I believe.
Yeah, well, I thought what was really interesting about Dallas is they had the clear top four and then a big gap.
Yes.
I think the worst of the top four was 95, and then six was like 86 or something.
Yeah.
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 That's fine. That's not surprising.
I guess there wasn't a thing for winning on the Madden ranking.
They didn't include winning.
Yeah.
I actually have a stat to prove the winning thing, but I'll save it for another day.
No, you don't.
I do. And it's,
no, you don't.
Is it that just that he wins?
I heard you say there's no stat to prove winning. I'm not talking win or losses. But if you look at fourth quarter comebacks and game-winning drives, he has a way higher percentage than Joe Burrow does. So, like, Joe Burrow does not have the fourth quarter moments that Jalen has.
But you know who had those? Like, John Elway had those long before he ever won a Super Bowl. So, like,
yeah, and he was a great player. He was a top five quarterback. Well, actually, you would probably know more about that.
No,
than
he was
at yeah. his time of
he
playing.
Was. Okay, he was. Yeah.
All right, yeah. So there you go.
He was.
All right.
All right.
Let's talk about a little baseball with the author of Ring the Bell book.
Yeah.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Oh, listen.
Oh.
Iron Pigs are playing right now.
Oh, Nola.
Knowles is on the mound.
He's got it streaming.
Yeah, I'm streaming. Yeah. I'm a little busy over here. So David Robertson and Joe Ross also scheduled to throw in this one. So it's a big day.
Well, we're gonna lose 6-5 in that game. I know it. I can feel it.
It's a big day for the Pigs.
Yeah.
Big day for the Pigs. So how's this quote make you feel? As Harrison Bader is here, but he's not playing tonight.
Okay.
Because God forbid your big trade deadline acquisition could play, especially when he has a 1,000 OPS in the last 28 games. Seems like he's hot. He's been better against right-handed pitching and left-handed pitching. But regardless, Rob Thompson said that for the next six games, he's going to platoon Harrison Bader and Brandon Marsh in center field, with Max Kepler and Otto Kemp taking down time in left field. So
just look at that outfield.
Just putting him right into a platoon. Just way to get the fan base excited about the guy that you traded for. Put him right into a platoon.
Yeah.
If we're not bringing up Crawford, then Harrison Bader should be the full-time center fielder, and Max Kepler and Brandon Marsh can split left field until they DFA Max Kepler. That's what it should be.
Yes.
Harrison Bader is better than anyone else on the team at playing, especially with Rojas DFA'd.
Sent down, not DFA'd.
Sent down. Well, they designate him for assignment. It's still the same thing,
options,
isn't it?
Though.
Okay, right. But isn't he still, I'm just asking the question, isn't the difference that you DFA a guy who doesn't have options, he is released.
He's put on waivers, though. So if you just they can straight just option Rojas without putting him on waivers.
Okay, all right, got it. All right, so my point is that, no, you're right.
I was nervous there for a second.
No. I was asking the question.
I was nervous.
Harrison Bader is better at playing center field than anyone currently on the Phillies.
Yes.
That is the truth. Harrison Bader is at least as good, if not better, a hitter than the options in center field and left field. He should be playing every day in center field. He is their best outfielder. As far as a fielder goes, he is a natural center fielder, even though he's played left.
Mm-hmm.
Marsh has proven over and over and over and over and over again that he is a platoon player. And by the way, Harrison Bader has had playoff moments with none of those other guys we're talking about have. And Max Kepler is a loser. Now, what are we doing?
Well, if you want to hear what Rob Thompson had to say, here's what Rob Thompson said about Max Kepler earlier today, and it is my biggest fear.
There's a lot of frustration in the fan base with Kepler. Like, why are you guys continuing to give him opportunities at this point?
He's swinging that good now. You know, like I said, there's not much to show for it, but he's barreling a lot of balls up. He's playing really good defense. So,
I told everyone that he was going to start fake getting hot a week before the deadline, and it was going to be Tyler Phillips all over again, where they convinced themselves that he is starting to turn a corner, and it's going to hold them out from going out and getting it back.
Can I tell you something? Dave Dombrowski better hope they win the World Series this year.
Yeah.
He said enough things. Like, he said enough dumb things. I've just, like... He better hope they win the World Series. That's my point. He's swinging the bat good.
I believe he's hitting 150 this month. Now, yes. So the Kepler thing continues to be frustrating. Now, Rob Thompson did give up the number 59. And according to Johan Duran.
It's actually, there's no H. Johan.
Yep, never a doubt.
Johan Duran.
Yeah, cut this for you.
Dorn.
Johan Duran.
Duran. There is a Ron in there.
Yeah.
Duran.
Duran's wife was almost brought to tears because Rob Thompson gave up the number. So it seems like the number 59 means something.
We don't even see his number. He wears that.
He wears a pullover.
He wears the pullover all the time.
Doesn't matter.
Should he have given it up?
Oh my God! You just never stop.
I get the manager numbers don't matter, but you're the manager of the team. This guy just got here.
You never
unless
stop.
Unless you're Charlie Manuel, who already won a World Series.
He never stops.
I mean, Rob Thompson.
He doesn't even
been
play.
To a World Series.
He's not even a player.
No. Again, manager numbers are even have a joke. Yeah. I agree, but if you're gonna have them, I don't know if I love the leader and the manager of the team giving up his number. Right
just to show
that.
How soft he is.
He's compromising. Yeah. Leaders eat last.
All right.
And by the way, you know, Spike talked about how Dave Dombrowski, you better hope this team wins.
Here it comes.
Sure, what have you. No.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think everybody's safe. I don't think Rob Thompson's getting fired, and I don't think Dombrowski's getting fired.
I agree with you on Dombrowski. Yeah, I agree with you on Dombrowski.
Well, yep. They all like Topper.
Yeah. Well, apparently yeah. he's a pushover.
Yeah, they all like him. Like, yeah, so.
I think if they were to fall flat in the opening round of the playoffs again.
And it's based on talent now. They didn't give me much to work with to get it done. So is he coming up short from a manager standpoint, or are the players coming up short?
I feel like they might have to do something.
I think a head would have to roll.
Exactly.
We said the same thing last year, but it's different another year in a row.
Like, Sirianni wouldn't have survived another year, like 2023 and 2024.
Nah, but that's...
Well, but Topper hasn't had that.
I mean, the Mets playoff loss, they were a bad team the whole second half of the year and then lost in the first round.
Well, no, I think the biggest thing with Nick that year was some discourse with him and his players.
Yes, agreed
with
that.
You know what I mean? Like, Topper hasn't had any of that.
Yeah.
So, and for the most part, all the players love Topper, right?
One player.
Yeah, Casty.
Well, I meant on the Eagles, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, if you're keeping track at home, Casty still has never been removed for defensive purposes since...
Not since Florida. Since the Marlins Miami series. Game, yep.
I don't know if it'll ever happen. So, Dave Dombrowski...
I'm pretty sure it won't happen again.
No. Seems like might have been the wrong guy to pull that on.
Well, the new guy came and stole his number, so it's clear they can do whatever they want to Topper.
Yep. So, Dombrowski also talked about Max Kepler, as he said this.
Where do you think Max Kepler fits into the roster equation at this point?
Well, he's playing in left field for us at this time. He's actually been swinging the bat a little bit better, particularly versus right-hand pitching. Mm-hmm. But he's part of our roster at this time.
That sounds like they're going to drop him.
Yeah.
There's two at this time. We'll get to a theory on that after. Also, he did talk about Justin Crawford, because I know there's an idea of is he the other big bad addition. Here's what Dombrowski said last night.
Do you have plans to promote him at some point this year?
Well, no decisions have been made. We think he's ready to play at the big league level. We could bring him up. If we do bring him up, he needs to play a lot. I'm not sure that we're in a position to do that at this point today, but he's not somebody that we would hesitate to bring up if we decided that was the right thing to do. It's not like he needs he like Painter, like a lot of those youngsters, they can use more development time. It will never hurt them. When they're going to get here, they're going to have to make some adjustments. But he's also in a position where we think he's ready to do that when called upon.
So what this screams to me is they're going to give Kepler until the 15th of August. And why August 15th is because they can gain another year of service time. And
Is that true or not?
So, like, he's eligible for rookie of the year stuff next year if they just wait until August 15th. So he's eligible for all of the,
So he'd still be considered a rookie
still
next year.
Maintain rookie status.
Okay.
If he's called up after August 15th.
But not a service time thing as far as a contract goes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
So I think they're going to give Kepler two more weeks. If they truly believe that he's hitting the ball hard, and maybe that translates to something, but if it continues to go the way that it's gone how it's been this entire season, maybe that's when you see the DFA. Crawford comes up. And he can have a Marsh, Bader, center field, and Crawford in left.
My only thought on Crawford was, are they worried? We were talking a lot yesterday about his hitting not translating to the major leagues. And if he gets up here and it doesn't translate, all of a sudden he's not viable in any trade. Like, I wonder if they are able to keep his value higher in the minors this year if they don't absolutely need him. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, again, I thought we were worried about Abel losing his value.
Right.
And they're still able to shop him after he got shelled for four straight games.
Right.
Who knows?
For sure. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, big series this weekend, by the way.
That's the Wheeler versus Skubal tomorrow.
Yep. And they're going to get the game in tonight. Not going to be rain. Yesterday it looked like it might be raining tonight, but they'll get it in tonight. The big Wall of Fame ceremony tonight.
Yeah. J-Roll and
Ed Wade and J-Roll.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Ed, Wade.
Ed Wade's one.
Who could forget?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get Ed Wade on the Wall of Fame. it's unbelievable.
Why, man? What's wrong?
Well, it's just so we pretend that he drafted the players, which he didn't. The scouting director drafts the players.
Right.
So it's not like he drafted Ryan.
Was it a GM?
What are you talking about? The scouting people
draft. But they draft the players.
But he's their boss.
But he's not drafting the
players. I get that, but he's still their boss.
Like, the biggest thing that we give Ed Wade credit for is that he didn't trade Rollins, yeah. Utley, Howard, and Hamels.
And that's what we'll be giving Dombrowski credit for in 4 years when he held on to Painter, Miller, yeah. and
when,
Crawford.
When Painter's winning Cy Young.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As winning Cy Young's winning nine games on our 78-win team.
It'll be exciting, though.
It'll be something to build with.
Yeah, Steven Kwan's a Dodger.
Maybe they get Kwan this offseason.
I would love that. After our crushing disappointment in the playoffs this year.
Yep.
All right.
Go out to the Padres.
Coming up next, we will see if Ike Reese, the first person who's ever held on to the belt. You've held on to the belt, including vacation, for 3 weeks
three
now.
3 weeks, man.
Too long, some are saying.
Yeah. That's what some are saying. Has anyone come and taken it from him? That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. After a day, do you feel better or worse about the Phillies trade deadline? We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. You can book your next one at chickiesandpete's.com. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time almost here. Book your party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Twitter question brought to you by Marsh Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Marsh Jewelers online at marsh-jewelers.com. After a day, do you feel better or worse about the Phillies after the trade deadline? 56% say better. We will award the belt, find out if anyone took it from Ike Reese after we talk to Glenn in Wallingford. Glenn, you're on WIP.
Hey guys, how's it going? All right.
What's up, Glenn?
What's up, G?
So I feel a lot better. I just did a little. At first glance, I thought that the Phillies did pretty well with the trade. Obviously, Duran was the head, the headliner, and then Bader's, a nice outfield. But when you guys are like going gaga for Steven Kwan, and you start looking at his numbers, they're basically the same player.
There it is.
No, they're not.
I mean, look at the numbers.
I don't care.
You don't care.
You're talking about this year. They have bodies of work.
What are we playing in right now?
But here's the thing. But here's the thing, Glenn. There is no if you have a player who is up and down his entire career, which is what Harrison Bader is, there is no guarantee, absolutely. In fact, it's actually more likely that his play will be inconsistent year to year. Steven Kwan's play is not inconsistent year to year. Every year, he is close to a 300 hitter. Every year, he never strikes out. Every year, he gets on base, and he's been in four seasons in Major League Baseball. He has two gold gloves. He's also under team control for two more years, and he's 27 years old. There's a reason why one demanded a haul, and one is on a different team every single year. I agree with you. Harrison Bader. No, hold on. Harrison Bader. Stop. Harrison Bader is a better player than they have playing in that situation right now. However, the difference between having Steven Kwan, who is a true leadoff hitter, who is a true gold glover in left field, and will be here for the next several years, and Harrison Bader is monstrous. It is a monstrous difference.
Do you think that if they traded for Steven Kwan, he would have been in the lineup on the first night he's here?
Probably.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, and you say that, team control and all that stuff. I mean, again, you even look at the numbers historically for him, and he may be more consistent, but, I mean, I'm not trading a haul for a guy like that. I mean, there are other guys at different times in trade history that I'm going to go, haul for.
Here's the difference, Glenn.
Crawford,
here's the difference. Here's the difference. You can't go back in time and you can't go into the future to make the trade. You have to get who is available. And the guy they got, that's true. And the guy they got is a fine player. But again, if he was as good as Kwan, he wouldn't be on a different team every year. It's not the same thing.
The same player, in my opinion. And we'll see. We'll see how it plays
out.
But they're not. Yeah. I mean,
they're not the same player.
Yeah, this year.
Let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this.
Sure. Until the last 3 weeks, Bryce Harper's OPS was like, I don't know, probably 780. 775, which is exactly what Steven Kwan's is. Do you think Steven Kwan and Bryce Harper are the same player? Do you think Trey Turner and Bryce Harper are the same player?
No.
Okay, even though they had the same OPS this year?
No.
Why? because their body of work indicates to you that a 80-game sample or a 90-game sample is not indicative of what they are as a player. You can't just look at 90 games of Harrison Bader and say, that's the player we got. That is the player we got who has played so far this year.
And the assets didn't merit Stephen Kwan, in my opinion, right? I mean,
but you want to win the World Series.
Oh, absolutely. And Duran is the guy where he was the most needed asset had to go to go get him, and they did it. So
I agree with you that that was most needed.
And by the way, and one more thing, real quick. When I hear Elliot talk about like his grade for practice was a D today, it drives me bananas. Like I just like can't believe that we're grading on a Thursday or Friday, August 1st, and we're throwing out grades. It's just like
the micro
analysis of this.
Well, what if he gave Jalen an A and he went off at practice? Would you like that?
I think nobody would care. So I guess you can kind of look at it like no one cares this way either, right? I mean, so
no, but it's not true that nobody cares when he plays well. It's not true. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and nobody is saying that because of this one practice.
Yeah, the season's going to be terrible.
But it is certainly notable. Like, I can't get over this. Let's take the stats and put them away. If he had four straight bad practices, that is certainly notable. Nobody's saying it means he's going to have a bad season. Nobody says it means that he's not good. Mm-hmm. It's certainly notable, especially with a new offensive coordinator. And an offense that we at least have to expect more out of this year generally than we got out of last year.
The fact that the running game was the big thing today.
And at the reports, listen, I'm not saying Jalen has had a bad training camp, but if there were glowing reports coming out of training camp every day of how sharp he looks, how accurate, pinpoint accurate he looks, and the new offense, he's throwing the ball down the field, everybody be excited about it. So.
Nobody's sounding the alarm.
Nobody's doing that. But it's
maybe Jack is.
The day-to-day information. What else do we have when we're talking about the Eagles? Right? Like what else would we be talking about? So it gives us context to have something to talk about with the Eagles.
And by the way, a grade, like by him saying a C or a B or an A or a D or an F, we know what that means. Right. Like, it adds him saying pretty good. I don't know what that means. Like, I would probably ask him if he said he was pretty good, I would probably say, give him a score 0 to 10.
Yeah.
Give him a score 1 to 10. That's all it is. Everyone can relax.
It's okay. All right.
And hopefully, if you're the optimistic thing, is maybe he's pushing the ball down the field more, taking more chances, and treating practice like it should be, which is practice.
Or
which,
just look at it the way I do.
Oh, how's that?
The defense is playing much better.
There it is. Yep. The steel curtain's coming.
We're going to be... we're not the steel curtain.
Let's see if Ike Reese keeps the belt.
Yes.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
Ike Reese has had the belt for 3 weeks.
Three-time defending champ.
Well, the one in the middle was vacation, so no one could take the belt. The belt is the WIP employee who had the strongest week. Now, I can tell you two people who don't get the belt. Actually, I'll add in a third. That is Jack Fritz, Joe DeCamera, Rod Lakin.
Oh, first off.
For canceling tennis on Wednesday.
It was postponed. I talked to a lot of people in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would have made the same decision.
Well, you know what? I talked to some people at our broadcast yesterday that work outside and thanked Ike and I.
Yes.
I didn't know that every single human being in mankind works outside now.
There are a lot of people who do.
A lot of our listeners.
I know, and I'm empathetic There it is. Empathetic is the word.
Listen,
my buddy's worked in was working for one of the union things. He says he sweat through 8 t-shirts.
One of the union things.
Yeah. One of those little shindigs. And he told me that he's been on the roof all week and that he's going to sweat through 3 shirts in the morning. I said, tough. Well, there was a decision made by management out of my hands.
That is not true.
And most rational human beings would not have been like, gung-ho to get out there and play tennis.
So the question is, has anyone had a week that could take the belt away from Mike Reese? And I have some notes from the committee here.
Okay.
Pathetic is all it says. Sadness. Wow. What are we doing here?
Wow.
So the good news for Ike is that he keeps the belt.
What?
The bad news is that because nobody else is doing anything, including me.
Wow.
Ike Reese keeps the belt. He will hold the belt for a month starting next week. All I'm telling you guys is I am coming in.
Hold on.
Like a bat out of hell on Monday.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I actually thought I was losing the belt this week.
But that's the question.
Everyone sucked this week.
Yeah, I haven't even been good this week.
Everyone hasn't sucked this week. You know who was passionate, who gave a take? Broads.
He did. That was a 10-second take.
Broads yesterday?
Oh, what, you mean after us?
Yes.
I mean when he was on with us.
Oh, no, the one after us.
Well, we only do 6-6.
Well, listen, I'll take it for the fourth week.
Dude, we give it to Jolly one.
I'll take it for the fourth week. I thought, in my head, I was like, they won't give it to Broads this week. So I'll take it. Four-time champion.
Wow. Maybe Broads was so disappointed with the deadline, he didn't even – or maybe the committee was so disappointed at the deadline, they didn't even listen to Broads last night.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, Broads might have maybe should have had it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There you go. Four-time champ.
Yeah.
All right. One week was vacation. People forget about that.
And this one was just like a pity one.
Yes.
Wow.
215-592-9494.
What is he doing?
He's trying to listen.
All right.
This guy's a problem.
Earlier this week – the long-awaited replacement of my windows and my sliding patio door happened.
Yes.
And let me tell you.
They were outside for 24 hours sweating.
2 straight days. They were. Yeah. I thank that crew. I told Sam from Guide, I was like, your crew was out working hard and sweating while the camera and Fritz were canceling stuff. They were out there for 2 days. And let me tell you, having those triple pane energy efficient windows, I know I'll see a difference in my energy bills. But the first thing I've seen a difference in is I don't hear any wind coming through them, which I heard before. And the noise, I don't hear my dogs 2 blocks away as I used to when I didn't have those windows. If you've been waiting, don't wait anymore. Guida can replace your windows, can replace your doors, do it pain-free, and save you 40% off your entire project. That's right. 40% off every window, 40% off every door. You thought this ended in July, but they've extended it through the month of August. Buy them now, pay later, so no money out of pocket, and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Don't miss it. You already let July pass. Don't let August pass, too. All prior sales are excluded. This offer expires at the end of August. So call Guida. Get your free no-obligation in-home estimate, 877-GO-GUIDA, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Can I tell you, Herb means business today.
No, I know. He's serious.
Yeah.
I heard he called you down last
He wants to know when he gets to host for an hour.
When do we make – when?
We talked about that for a while, and I said he had a lead. The show,
and
if he did it.
People disagreed with our idea to let him leave.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Well, Ike disagreed. I think Rod disagreed as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Simply no feel for content.
No.
Unbelievable.
To lead?
Yeah, dude. Come on, man. You know how funny that was? We let some...
You want to be good or not good?
A doctor came on yesterday and performed a song.
It was great.
Sometimes you got to let talent cook.
Yep.
Now, I would never let OG Wade lead.
No. But Dr. Leon, Herb, maybe?
Think about what that could turn into.
Yep. What could it turn into exactly?
I don't know.
Yeah. Before we get to the next call, I want to address the last call that happened.
Uh-oh. Stephen Kwan.
Well, I understand the motivation and understand the want to talk yourself into what happened yesterday. I understand that. I also understand that you can't keep track of and watch every baseball player in Major League Baseball. That most of these guys that we're talking about, we learn of a few days before the deadline. I understand all of that. but like, you need to trust me that like Harrison Bader, who is a good baseball player, is not as good as the other baseball player. You have to trust me. There are some things, and numbers do tell a story. I am a stats guy for sure. But the thing is that a 90-game sample in baseball is simply not that much. If we took a 90-game sample for Dom Brown and projected the way the rest of his career would be, he would be going onto the Wall of Fame tonight. He'd be a Hall of Famer. But it's just not how it works. Harrison Bader has a resume. We have enough of a resume from Harrison Bader to know what he is. Mm-hmm. He is a okay hitter, and he is a good fielder. And
that he hopes like a very good fielder.
What's that?
That he hopes like a very good fielder. He should be a difference maker in the outfield.
Yes. That's what he is, and that's good. It's a nice addition. And he did play in 22. He did play a good role in the playoffs for the Yankees.
Five home runs that postseason.
He had a big home run against the Guardians, I think it was, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching the highlights last night.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yes.
But just because his stats for a 90-game sample are same as stats of another guy, it doesn't make them the same player. You know, you say that about Trey Turner. I mean, think about what we thought of Trey Turner as a player for the first 80 games or 90 games of his career here.
Mm-hmm. His OPS was probably in the sixes.
Yeah. This is like, that's all. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess my frustration is getting Stephen Kwan would have been awesome, right? I wouldn't have traded Painter for him. You know, I think whatever. We don't need to get into that. It's just there was other bats. Like, I'm perfectly fine getting Stephen Kwan. Excited about Stephen, or not, I'm about getting Painter. Like, I think he's going to help this team. He's a fringe-type move that could go off in the postseason. It's great. It's about getting another bat on top of that. Like, I still – my problem with the lineup is that we're going to watch the same middle of the order that we've seen in the postseason for the last two and a half postseason – or three – it's going to be three postseasons.
Well, it means we're going to have Casty or Alec Bohm hitting cleanup.
And I just – I've seen it not be good enough, and I leave the deadline still – I don't – they can win the World Series – but I don't think they're going to win the World Series.
Harrison Bader is the kind of move that a team makes when they have almost everything, when they don't have holes.
They don't have any gaping holes, according to the
general manager.
Yeah.
Like, I think about the Tommy Edman move last year with the Dodgers. Dodgers didn't have any gaping holes. They added a good player, a pretty good player in the middle, and he ended up playing a big role for them because he ends up being an extra guy. But there's a difference between if you are totally comfortable with your lineup and adding Harrison Bader, and you're not totally comfortable. And we're not totally comfortable with the Phillies lineup.
No.
That's it.
And I think Suarez didn't go for much. I mean, Suarez didn't go for a top 10 prospect in the Mariners system.
215-592-9494. John in Delaware, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, John.
I don't think it's going to go over too well based on what you've been saying.
Nah, go ahead.
Stephen Kwan
stinks. I was at the Trey Turner game. When we
okay.
gave the standing O. Thank you, Jack.
Yep. Philly captain.
Teamwork.
Yep, it did work.
The team is set now. The guy with the most upside in our outfield is Max Kepler.
Okay.
I want to give him a standing O tonight. Let's see if we can get him going.
Yeah, Fritz.
You want to give a standing ovation to Max Kepler?
Yes.
Yes.
To the German.
I don't really think anybody's in the mood to give Max
Kepler. Yeah, I think there's going to be more boos of Max Kepler. Not even his fault, totally.
I know, but our outfield is full of replacement players. This guy.
And what is Max Kepler?
Right now, he's below replacement player. I just think it's worth a shot. It's a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Team set. These are the guys we got.
I think the difference. Go ahead, Ike.
I was going to say with Trey. We were looking at the first year of a $300 million deal.
And yes.
9 years left.
And nine more years.
And a guy who we believed was one of the best players in baseball.
We might have 15 days left of Max Kepler.
And Max Kepler is performing a lot like Max Kepler has in the last couple of years. Like, I don't know. I hear you, man. It never hurts to give any player who's struggling a standing ovation.
Everybody wants to. The Yankees want to give one of their guys.
Yeah, Volpe.
Volpe.
David Cone was calling for it the other day.
But you know what? Volpe is a young player.
That's one that makes
sense. Who's going to be there, they think, for the next 10 years.
They don't have
shortstop.
Yeah.
I don't know if Max Kepler has another deal and another gear. And the other thing about Max Kepler is he was being a baby also a couple of weeks ago about struggling because of playing time. Guy plays almost every game of the season. I understand what you're thinking here, John. I am afraid I would have to like stop myself from throwing up.
I would rather do it for Stott.
Yeah, I would rather do it for Stott.
Yeah.
I would this is saying a lot. I'd rather do it for Bohm. And that is saying a lot.
One of our guys.
Yeah.
That is saying a lot.
One of our guys.
They can all have
That's not good for Max Kepler. Yeah, that is saying a lot.
Yeah. All right, John. John, what do you think of their other additions? What do you think of Bader and Duran?
Bader's going to help us. Right now he's our best outfielder.
Yeah, good thing he's not playing tonight.
Yeah.
This makes me so mad. Like, he's got he's on a heater. And it's not, again, it's not like he can't hit right-handed pitching. He's hitting 260-something. It's right-handed pitching. His OPS is over 1,000 in the last 28 games. Like, he has the third highest OPS in the team. It's not like you have some unbelievable option.
So why isn't he playing?
Because they want to freaking try to see if Max Kepler has anything left before they cut bait.
That is such a horrible reason to not play here.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Silly.
I know.
Is that really why they're doing it?
That's my theory. It's the only thing that makes sense. Like, why can't Marsh just play left and put Bader in center field? First off, you want the fan base to be excited about Bader, right?
Right.
That's our deadline move.
He would get a nice hand as he walks up to the plate the first time tonight.
Of course. Yeah. Like, it's a little too.
We're going to be giving out a lot of hands tonight. We're going to be celebrating.
A lot of standing O's.
Yes.
Here we go, boys. It's overthinking it. Like, and I just think that they're trying to squeeze every last ounce of, are we sure with Max Kepler before they cut bait and call up Justin Crawford?
Here's the other thing people forget about with the whole standing ovation thing.
Wasn't
Jack, you don't forget about it because it was you.
No.
But that was prompted because you saw and heard Trey Turner's post-game interviews.
Uh-huh.
After he booted the ball, that was a Tampa,
in
Florida.
Miami.
It's Miami, yeah.
He sounded sad.
Yeah, he sounded sad.
And so Max Kepler doesn't sound sad.
Yeah.
Sounds like a jerk.
Yeah, nobody.
No offense, Max.
Yeah, nobody. Like, at least people sort of felt bad.
You
for
felt
Trey
bad
Turner.
For Trey.
Yes.
You don't. I don't feel bad.
Yeah,
for
I don't
Max
think
Kepler.
Anybody is feeling bad for Max Kepler.
Wrong guy.
I don't.
Yeah. So you wouldn't even get the same heartfelt,
dude. No one,
standing O that you got for Trey Turner. So I don't even know how impactful it would be.
45,000 people are not standing up for Max.
Exactly.
Kepler. 0% chance. 0%.
Can you imagine being at the game tonight? On Wall of Fame night, Max Kepler is probably hitting sixth or whatever, comes up, and you're the guy in the section that stands up.
Come on. Come on.
You would start getting booed.
Yeah.
They would boo you.
They would boo you.
Sit down. Yep. Shut up.
Sit down, clown.
Jack, what is coming up in the top five at five?
You mentioned Wall of Fame night.
Yes.
Top five.
Best, pay some respect.
Best Jimmy Rollins.
Moment. There we go. Ah,
oh, there we go.
Pay some respect.
Get the goosebumps.
Surprise! Fritz didn't do top five Utley moments tonight. Anyway, top five Bryce moments.
Why don't you give me your top five Ed Wade moves? Oh wait.
Wow,
it's ridiculous.
He's still upset.
It's ridiculous.
Let the guy have his night.
Man,
yeah.
Billy King getting in the Sixers Wall of Fame.
Don't
wow.
Take shots at BK.
Yeah, come on, man. He's a friend of the show.
I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't Ruben go on the Wall
of
Fame?
Dude, Rube should go on the Wall of Fame before Ed Wade.
Ruben should go on the Wall of Fame.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, again, we give credit to Ed Wade for something he didn't do, which is just drafting the players.
Well, he didn't trade him.
That I know.
Dude, what is it with you on a night somebody's being honored?
Because he should
not
be honored.
You killed Will Chamberlain's night when for his family to come.
Well, maybe Ed Wade should have been nicer when he texted me back.
Oh. All right. Top 5 of 5 is next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.